Inhabiting every note, every sound, every word, as we speak ancient words written for us. Faith is rising in every heart. Our eyes are open to see you as a good, good Father. We know that you are good. And you want us well. People from every nation, every creed, every tongue, they join in this chorus. God is good and he wants me well. Every doubt leaves because light has come and darkness has to flee. Jesus is here. God, who is good and who heals, is here. For God so loved the world of men that he gave his only, he gave everything he had, his only son, to die for us, so that anyone who believes will not perish, will not live in sin, will not live under sickness, but will have life, eternal life, life that produces itself, that reproduces itself, life that eats up disease, life that triumphs. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called his sons. We are born of God. We are his sons.
For the Lord is good, and his mercies last forever. For the Lord is good, and his mercies. Lord is good and his mercy
is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and great in faithful love. The Lord is good to everyone, every man, everywhere. His compassion rests on all that he has made. But God, so rich is he in mercy, to satisfy the great and wonderful and intense love with which he loved us, even when we were dead by our own shortcomings and trespasses, he made us alive together in union with Christ. He gave us the very life of Christ himself, the same new life with which he quickened him. For it is by grace, his favor, and mercy, which we did not deserve, that we are saved, were delivered from judgment, were delivered from sin, were delivered from sickness and the tyranny of the devil, and we're now partakers of Christ's salvation. A preacher once said, if God had a weakness, his weakness was man. He loves man so much. He's pressed with mercy, pressed with the desire to pour out his love and his mercy on man. And it is by him, it is from him that every family in heaven and on earth derives his name. God, the first and ultimate Father, the good Father.
He has come to save you. He has come to save you. Say to the weary one, your God has surely come. He has come to save you. He has come to save you. He has come to save you. Say to the weary, your God has surely come. He has come to save you.
Is there a balm in Gilead? Is there no healer in Zion? There is a healer, Jesus. In the Old Covenant, God introduced himself to the children of Israel as the Lord who heals, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our family doctor. And he knew that that was not the best. And so he sent his only son to pay for sin, the only reason for which man was cut off from him. But before he got to the cross, he was beaten till we couldn't recognize him anymore. The payment for our sin and for our disease was put on him. He came to save you from sin. He came to save you from sickness, so that none in Zion will say, I am sick. You have a God, you have a Father, you have a healer. He came to save you. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the enemy, because God was with him. And God is with you. He is with you as your Father. And we love to call him Father. We love to call him Healer.
Lord, I love to call
Given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be open unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and everyone that seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be open. If your son asks you for bread, will you give him a stone? If he asks for a fish, will you give him a serpent? If he asks for an egg, will he be given a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? You don't have to beg God to be healed. You don't have to plead for healing. He paid for it long before you knew you needed it. He made the provision. He has healing angels. He sent his word, and his word heals every disease. And yet again, he reminds you, I am the Lord that healed you. I am the Lord your healer. And we love to call you healer.
Lord, I love to call you healer. Healer is who you are to me. Lord, I love to call you
cast down, O my soul, and why are you quiet within me? Hope in God. Take your eyes off the doctor's report. Take your eyes off the signs and symptoms. Praise him, for he is the help of your countenance. He is your God, your salvation, your welfare, and your deliverance. He has blessed your bread and your water. See that he has taken sickness away from the midst of you. You don't have to suffer a miscarriage or be barren in your land, for he has promised to fulfill the number of your days. Growth, sickness, and disease are strangers in your body. They have to come out of their hiding place. For your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is now Lord of every cell and every system of your body. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He has forgiven all your iniquities. He has healed all your diseases. He has redeemed your life from destruction. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. he brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble or sick person in their tribes. Just as he did for them, he has brought you out of the domain of darkness and sin. He has brought you into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Now see yourself strong, healed, and wealthy. He has saved you from your distress. He has saved you from the diagnosis and the debt. He has saved you from pain and disease. For he sent his word and healed you and delivered you from every destruction. Jesus is real. Jesus is here. He will never change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The same man who walked the streets of Galilee, healing all who were oppressed of the enemy, who couldn't stand sickness. He's the same one. Demons ran when they saw him. They screamed and asked him not to cast them out because they knew he had authority. He's the same Jesus, alive in you, alive right now, living and breathing in you. And if the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, 3 days dead, his blood had washed on the cross, for the soldiers had pierced him in his sides, he had been bitten, his body marred, yet he went to the depths of hell to pay for your sin and your sickness. The same Spirit raised him from the deep recesses of hell, raised him to earth, and sent him to the right hand of the Father. If that same Spirit lives in your body today, what can he do? What will he do? He will give life to your body. Sickness would have to leave, for light and darkness cannot stay in the same place. Your light breaks forth like the morning. Your healing springs speedily, for your righteousness goes before you. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God, is your righteousness, and his glory is your rear guard. And none in Zion will say, "I am sick," for the people in Zion have been forgiven their sins. The consequence or punishment for sin has been forgiven. And now you have come to Mount Zion. You have been forgiven. You have a clean bill of health. You are the healed of the Lord. There is a balm in Gilead. There is a physician here. And so your healing is here because you are God's child. He has brought you health and healing. He has healed you. And now you experience the abundance of peace and truth. The spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you. He who raised Jesus from the dead quickens and gives life to your mortal body by his spirit. For the first man, Adam, was a living being, but the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. You are after the order of the last Adam. You are a life-giving spirit. His divine life fills every cell of your body now. There is no death in you. There is no sickness in you. The life of God is at work in you now. Be healed in his presence. His presence is here. Himself bore your sins in his own body on the tree, so that you, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Your healing is a done deal. He paid in full for your healing and health. Two people should never have to pay for the same offense. It's criminal in the courts of law. Jesus has been sentenced. He pleaded guilty on your behalf, and he took the punishment. You don't have to take it. You don't have to live with sickness. You don't have to live with sin. If you will not condone sin, if you will not condone a sinful habit and say, "Oh, that's just how I am," if you will lay claim on his blood and on his sacrifice to get rid of sin in your life, you will do the same thing with sickness. For the same sacrifice that paid for your sin, paid for your sickness. And surely, he has borne your sickness. He carried your sorrows and your grief, your physical and mental pain. He was esteemed stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The payment, the chastisement for your peace was upon him, and by his stripes you were healed. I pray that you may prosper in every way, be in good health physically, just as you are spiritually. This is the Father's greatest desire for you. I declare that you prosper in every way and you're in good health. You're spiritually sound. And you know, his word is health to all your flesh. Jesus has paid the price. You don't have to pay the price. His word is health. And his words in his mouth are the same as his words in your mouth. If you would only say the same thing that Jesus has said concerning you, you will have what you say. You will have what you say. And so speak his life-giving words into your body now. Your words have the same effect as his words.
In the presence of
persuaded that healing and divine health is your perfect will for me, Jesus. I boldly confess that you have provided me the answer to all sin, sickness, and disease. I acknowledge that divine healing and health is my covenant right. You said it is finished. You paid in full for my perfect health. I declare that you paid for my healing, and you're revealing unto me in increasing measures the abundance of peace and truth. Shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken in this body. I will never say I am sick, for Jesus, my healer, has taken away every sickness and disease. He has blessed my bread and water. Every meal I eat nourishes me. I have supernatural wisdom to make healthy and wise choices in my eating and drinking. If I take any deadly things, it will not harm me. For with long life, you have satisfied me. And I fulfill the number of my days. Death and all its manifestations have been abolished. My body is vitalized and quickened by the indwelling spirit. And so I always feel young strong and healthy in my body. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Every organ and cell of my body is sustained by the very life of God. Life and peace is mine today and always. I rejoice and give you the praise, Father. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in me, bless his holy name. I am the healed of the Lord. I give life, for the very life of God is at work in me. And yes, I have what I say. I have what I say. This is my experience. It's mine. This is my reality, Jesus, and I worship you because you are great and you do miracles so great. There's nobody like you, Jesus. There's nobody like you, Jesus. You are great. You are great.
Glory and honor.
All the glory to you, Jesus. Healing is flowing like streams. The Spirit of God is flowing like a living, breathing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.